The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 11. The Blood That Speaks a Better Word. The writer of Hebrews, likely Paul, makes a fascinating statement in chapter 12, verse 24, one that is often read quickly but rarely pondered. The blood of sprinkling which is speaking better than Abel. Abel's blood, spilled unjustly by his brother Cain, cried out to God from the ground for justice. It was the call of a wrong demanding to be made right. But Christ's blood, though also spilled unjustly, speaks of something entirely different. His blood does not cry for retribution. It declares victory. It does not accuse. It cleanses. It does not demand vengeance. It announces reconciliation. Recall that Jesus asked his Father to forgive his executioners even as he was dying. This is the better word, that God himself has acted to remove every barrier between himself and humanity, not by condemning us, but by healing us. The Father did not require the brutal death of his Son in order to vent his wrath. He required the offering of his Son so that sin and death themselves could be confronted and undone. That confrontation was not waged with the tools of men or the violence of celestial armies. It was fought through perfect obedience, perfect faith, and perfect love. Why blood and not some other sign? God could have chosen any number of symbols to represent cleansing, life, and restoration. He could have made his covenant through water, through precious metals, through rare stones. But he chose blood, and he chose it deliberately. Blood is life. Leviticus 17:11, again, tells us plainly, "The life of the flesh is in the blood." To pour out one's blood is to pour out one's life. When Christ shed his blood, he was not merely suffering, he was offering his life in totality, holding nothing back. In the garden, Adam's sin brought death into the human race, severing the original lifeline between God and man. Every human born after him inherited that mortality and that corruption. The antidote had to address both problems at once. Only a perfect, sinless human life, poured out willingly, could restore what was lost. The champion's voice. The sports analogy still serves us well here. A team's star player doesn't merely represent the team, he embodies its strength, its hope, and its skill. When he wins, the team wins. And our champion is unlike any other, because he did what no human in history could do. He faced the full power of sin, death, and the forces of wickedness, and emerged without blemish. His blood, then, along with his resurrection, becomes the evidence of victory. It is not the currency of a transaction between an angry God and guilty humans. It is the trophy of a battle fought and won. The Father displays it before the universe as proof that his plan has succeeded, that the separation has been healed, and that the age-old enemies are defeated. Speaking to the cosmos, we've seen already that the Exodus plagues were as much about declaring God's supremacy to the spiritual powers as they were about freeing the Hebrews from Egypt. The cross operates in the same arena. When Christ's blood was shed, the adversary and powers of darkness were put to open shame. The rulers and authorities in the unseen realm were forced to witness the very thing they could neither anticipate nor undo, a man, truly human, conquering every temptation, every assault, and every fear, then laying down his life willingly in obedience to the Father. That blood is not silent. It is a proclamation ringing through both heaven and earth. The Most High reigns, and his purpose shall stand. The better word for us. For believers, the better word of Christ's blood is deeply personal. It tells us that we are no longer defined by Adam's failure, but by our Savior's triumph. It assures us that the diseases of sin and death have a cure, and that the cure has already been administered. It also invites us into confidence. If our human hero has already overcome the worst that our enemies could throw at him, what remains that could separate us from God's love? The Apostle Paul beautifully captures the answer to this question at the end of Romans 8, where he declares, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor messengers, nor sovereignties, nor the present, nor what is impending, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." The blood speaks, and its voice is not one of fear, but of certainty, not of dread, but of hope, not of vengeance, but of grace. Chapter 11. Key Takeaways. O Abel's blood cried for justice. Christ's blood proclaims reconciliation. Oblud was chosen as God's symbol because it is life itself. Ur-the-Cross announced victory to both the earthly and cosmic realms.